Chapter 10.
Luke wasn't happy about any of this. Not about not knowing where either Abeloth or the Sith were. Not about having to visit Korriban and other Sith-steeped locales. And especially not about having a Sith girl with them on said jaunts. She was a danger. Luke knew it. Was there a chance that Ben and Jaina were right? That Vistara could indeed be won over to the light side of the Force? Of course there was. There was always hope. But there were also odds. And Luke knew that the odds were stacked heavily against that possibility. He had at one point, years earlier, banned all navigation data regarding Korriban from the Jedi computers, and asked the Galactic Alliance to do the same. Now that decision had come back to bite him. Jaina had set Natuawan the task of going through ancient, locked-up records in order to find anything of use. Luke half-hoped the Faleen would fail in her task. But she, along with presumably more able researchers, had uncovered sufficient information for their purposes. The closer they drew to the ancient Sith world, the quieter they all became. The only one who seemed excited about the prospect was, of course, Vistara. Luke had pressed her to tell him what she knew about the place, considering that at one point she had had access to the Omen's databanks, and somewhat to his surprise, she agreed.
The term Sith actually refers to a species of red-skinned beings who were native to Korriban, she began. The Sith today are descendants of Jedi who chose to follow the dark side of the Force rather than the light side. There was a war in which the dark Jedi were exiled. They arrived on Korriban and, much like my own people with the Kashyri, were received almost as gods because of their ability to harness and direct the Force. They assumed the name Lords of the Sith, not because they were Sith, but because they were their masters. They figured out a way to mingle their DNA with that of the Sith natives, and gradually that species became extinct. I myself might have some Sith DNA.
Out of the corner of his eye, Luke noticed an expression that might have been a wince flickering over Ben's face. Vistara continued.
The Sith had strictly defined castes, a slave caste, a religious caste, an engineer caste, and a warrior caste. There was no transitioning from one to the other.
She smirked a little.
That is, I think, where the Lost Tribe is superior. When we arrived on Kesh, we did not believe in such divisions. Any Kashyri could rise according to his ability with the Force, as you have seen.
And that makes you better?
Jaina asked. She leaned against the bulkhead, her arms crossed. She was regarding the girl with, if not open hostility, at least healthy dislike plain on her face.
Yes,
Vistara said simply. She looked at Luke.
Surely you agree, Master Luke. Or do you think it's better to deny beings the right to grow and achieve simply because of their birth?
It was an argument Luke could not win. Next you'll ask me when I stop beating my son. Neither is preferable, Vistara. There is no better or worse. There is only the dark side. And if she were truly moving to the light side, he thought, but did not say, then she would understand that. Vistara did not react, merely continued.
The Sith Empire thrived until its discovery by...
She cocked her head, thinking, biting her lower lip in concentration, and looking like an ordinary girl, trying to recall her lessons.
Gav and Jori Daragon. That discovery led to the Great Hyperspace War, which I understand the Sith lost. It was during that time that the Omen crashed. And I'm afraid I don't know very much after that.